For years, agency reports have listed Shaktulik as eroding with immediate need for relocation. But without government funding, little action has taken place and erosion has progressed. Now the people of Shaktulik are taking matters into their own hands to protect their community. KNOM's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
A four-foot-high pile of driftwood lines the coast of Shaktulik. It stretches 1 mile from the first house to the dump. The barrier's the city's first step in building a coastal berm, and it's the community's first defense for fall storm surges.
If we try and wait for any kind of federal money, it's going to take more than a while to get this thing started. So we decided it's time for us to do something on our own.
That's Harvey Sukiuk, one of the crew members constructing the berm. Coordinating the project is Eugene Asisik. He's the mayor of Shaktulik and the vice chair of the Shaktulik Native Corporation.
There has been a number of agencies that have come up with plans, but there's been no money to actually start.
Over the years, Asisik says, a parade of government and private agencies have landed in the community to assess the erosion. He says they investigate, write a report, and leave. Two examples are in 2008, the state's Immediate Action Work Group released a report classifying Shaktulik as one of 8 communities in Alaska, quote, in greatest peril due to climate change. Then in 2009, the Federal Government Accountability Office listed Shaktulik as one of 4 Alaska communities, quote, likely needing to move all at once and as soon as possible from continued flooding and erosion.
But again, there is no money. That's where we've taken the initiative upon ourselves.
That initiative is a coastal berm. Over the past 2 years, the community has saved and raised money to build it. $620,000 total from the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation and community development funds in an outside entity grant. Asisik says they're going to work until the money runs out, about 3 months. The funds will pay for labor, equipment, and fuel. It won't pay for an engineer. Instead, Shaktulik is basing the berm's design off a blueprint from the Department of Transportation. The DOT had intended to construct a vegetated berm in Shaktulik as an experiment for other eroding communities. Shaktulik lifted that design just without the vegetation.
I would love to, but it's not in the budget and the money doesn't allow it.
DOT coastal engineers Harvey Smith and Ruth Carter drafted the design and support the community's efforts.
They're kind of taking our idea and making it happen in a bigger way than what we could do with our little grant.
The berm will consist of a driftwood pile embedded with gravel backed by a gravel mound. Both materials come from the Shaktulik coast. Though the community is paying to construct the berm, if the barrier gets damaged, the state or FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, might be responsible for repairing it. Jeremy Zedek is the Public Information Officer for the Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management.
This berm, if it was owned by the city, it was properly engineered and maintained as a protective measure for the community, it can be eligible under public assistance program.
The berm's construction is in its second week. To date, the workers have piled the driftwood and finished cutting a road to begin hauling the gravel. Here's Asisik.
Yes, we could just sit here and see what happens, but I can't. I personally can't. So in a way, we are taking our own fate.
Asisik says he doesn't know how long the berm will last. At best, he says the barrier will prevent a surge from cresting into the community. If anything, he says, it will buy the community time. Time to remain in Shaktulik, or just time to escape the storm. In Shaktulik, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.